Some updates now on stories we've been following. Yesterday, we mentioned the Carrier manufacturing plant in Indiana. Donald Trump had made a deal to save hundreds of jobs at the plant from being moved to Mexico. He touted it as a great victory, but cuts were always part of the deal. Carrier's just announced the first round of layoffs to begin next month. And the millions in promised investment in the plant, that will go toward increasing automation. Now to another story we reported last week from Detroit. It was about Iraqis living in the U.S. being sent back to Iraq. Our reporter spoke with families in Michigan who feared their loved ones could be deported at any moment as a result of an agreement between the Trump administration and the Iraqi government. Here's the update. A federal judge has halted these deportations for 2 weeks. The judge argued that the potential harm for these deportees far outweighs any interest the government might have in sending them back to Iraq. And one last story we want to update. It concerns 17-year-old Nabra Hassanan. She was killed early Sunday morning near her mosque in Northern Virginia. Initially, many called the killing a hate crime and said that Hassanan had been targeted for being Muslim. But Virginia authorities said her murder was an act of road rage. And now a new wrinkle in the story. It turns out that the girl's alleged killer is an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador who authorities say entered the U.S. illegally. The World's Maria Muriel joins us to discuss the case. Maria, what are people saying about the suspect in Nabra's murder?
Unfortunately, since the news came out earlier this week, people have been applying their own political narrative to it. And now that everyone found out the suspect is an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador, I've seen a lot of conservative blogs say things like it's kind of a told you so moment for them against liberals who purportedly were saying it was a hate crime.
But police investigating the case have not declared it a hate crime, have they?
Right. They said that it was an incident of road rage that Darwin Martinez Torres, who's a 22-year-old Salvadoran immigrant, kidnapped and beat Nabra to death because there was an altercation between him and some teenagers that she was with outside of her mosque. So police believe that he had a different motive than Islamophobia. But this doesn't mean and it doesn't discount that there is Islamophobia in the Latino community. And in fact, since Nabra's death, there's been a lot more conversations about Islamophobia in the Latin community online. Like, there's been a couple of different blogs and hashtags started about Latinx communities and Islamophobia.
Has Martinez Torres's undocumented status caused any backlash?
Absolutely. Some people are saying that this is the kind of crime that President Trump's immigration crackdown is designed to prevent. And actually, just yesterday, Alex Noraste from the Libertarian Cato Institute was speaking at Georgetown University about immigrant crime rate. And he compared incarceration rates between native-born Americans and immigrants. And immigrant crime rates are always lower. Then he subtracted incarcerations for immigration-related violations for undocumented immigrants specifically. And this is what he had to say about the crime rate of undocumented immigrants.
Their incarceration rate is about exactly the same as it is for lawful immigrants in the United States. So when people tell me that lawful immigrants or illegal immigrants and lawful ones are crime-prone and we can't measure it, I like to show them this type of evidence.
Despite those statistics, the Trump administration has a hotline set up for people to report immigrant crimes.
Right. It's called the Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, or VOICE, and it was meant for people exactly like Nabra Hassanan's family to report this kind of crime. And Noraste from the Cato Institute says, actually, that this kind of government initiative is not new to the U.S.
And by the way, if you go all the way back to the early 1900s, you take a look at every government commission, usually started to make immigrants look bad, studying this issue, couldn't mess with the numbers enough to make it look like immigrants are more crime prone.
So the data seems to consistently say that immigrants are not more dangerous.
Right. That's all. That's what the data usually shows. And this crime in Virginia was a horrific killing of a young girl, a young Muslim girl. But independent of the demographics involved, since it happened, since the news came out, people on all sides of the political spectrum have been trying to use it to defend their narrative.
The World's Maria Muriel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Carol.